July 2014. The Hermes 900. It was the next development of the Hermes 450. The Hermes 900 was much larger than the 450, and it has, in inverted commas, advanced warfare capabilities. The Hermes 900's development was close to completion by July 2014, and 3 days of intensive preparations by the Israeli Air Force, the Israeli Defense Ministry, and Elbit saw one Hermes 900, the new drone, one Hermes 900 ready for its first combat, so-called combat mission over Gaza on 15 July 2014. The four boys were killed the next day on 16 July.
Shame!
The Hermes 900 flew for a month over Gaza in July, August 2014, during which time Elbit personnel maintained it and guided the operators during the so-called combat flights. The new 900 was officially introduced into the Israeli Air Force's operational lineup on 11 November 2015, but was not declared fully operational until August 2017. In July, August 2014, it was being tested over Gaza. RMIT claims to be, if you look at RMIT's website, they claim to be deeply committed to our positive impact in the world. To be number one globally for our efforts to reduce inequality. And RMIT claims to hold itself to the highest ethical standards. By partnering with Elbit, RMIT is arming the Israeli military. RMIT is complicit, and it chooses to be complicit. It has made an active choice to be complicit in Israel's current onslaught against Gaza and the resulting humanitarian crisis. RMIT is complicit in Israeli war crimes, including the deliberate targeting of children and civilian men and women. RMIT is complicit in the incremental, relentless ethnic cleansing of East Jerusalem and the West Bank. RMIT is complicit in Israeli apartheid, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and the Israeli human rights organisation B'Tselem, all accuse Israel of establishing an apartheid regime. RMIT is complicit in Israel's overall strategic goal of erasing Palestine as a geographical, political, and cultural entity. Some people would call that genocide. Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
You're from RMIT. You're pretty angry about Elbit being here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a staff member at RMIT, and I've been witnessing the total injustice of this partnership between RMIT and Elbit Systems, where they're supposedly developing autonomous vehicle capacity, AI capacity for flood relief, bushfire disaster responses, but actually, we know how these weapons are tested, and they're tested on Palestinian people. But we also know that RMIT has other partnerships, including with Boeing, with Thales, with Rheinmetall, with BAE Systems. and their stocks are skyrocketing with the war right now. It is just appalling. You know, solidarity with Palestinians here also means solidarity with West Papuans, solidarity with people in the Western Sahara, all the places where these weapons are being tested. And as an RMIT staff member, I say not in my name. Elbit out of RMIT.
Palestine will be free.
Shane and I have been doing